Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm still alive.
Is Creed?
Pearl Jam.
Oh.
Come on, Stubbsy. I need this with the boys after the game. Everyone's singing it.
That is not a Stubb song.
Dude, I don't care if it's not a Stubb song. I've had this vision for like 2 days. It's the only thing that can save the season is everyone in the clubhouse singing alive after a win tonight. That brings everyone together.
We got to tell the Armentani brothers to get it to Stubbs. I'll send a text, see if we can get it done.
It would work. I'm convinced it would
How
work.
How many of the guys in that clubhouse know that song?
Once everyone starts singing alive, like, oh, you can all scream, I'm still alive.
Then they'll do it.
Then they'll just, no one knows what Eddie Vedder's saying anyway, besides alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's all they need.
That's all I really heard was alive.
Yeah. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question. There you go. And the reason, Scott Stapp, Creed happened after Pearl Jam.
Ah.
But there were many, many singers
influenced
after Pearl Jam.
He was the first one who made but you can understand what he's saying.
The first guy to sing like that. I think so. Yeah. I can't think of another one. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's wants to wish our team good luck, which they need this October. They experience a difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Do you believe the Phillies still have a chance to win this series? 66.4% say no. So as one season is coming to perhaps its conclusion, another season is beginning, and that is the Flyers. And for that, we bring in Broads for Flyers in 50. Broads, how are you feeling, brother?
You thought I wasn't going to be here this week, huh? You wrote me off last week and said, we don't need you on Wednesday. Shame on you.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. You're all gooned up again.
Well, come on, man. I'm always gooned up. I'm thinking about Matt May Michko, baby.
Man, why are you rubbing your
stick?
Yeah, you're rubbing it.
Why are you rubbing your stick? Whacking that thing.
I always rub my stick.
Cut that, Jack. So we are looking at Broads right now at his home studio, and Broads is in his helmet with the plastic face guard. He's got his...
I like to call this a bubble, Spike. This is a bubble.
Oh, it's a bubble. Is that what they call it? A bubble with the lettuce coming out in the back there? He's got the orange Flyers jersey on, the CCM gloves. He's got the stick all taped up. He's ready. You got a cup on?
Well, I just had to buy one for my men's league because I rocked maybe the first 2 weeks without it. And I said, I know I got my two out of the way here, but just in case we pop out a third one day, pull a little Bryce Harper here on you. I don't want to get too into detail. But
I
had to make sure I protected the jewel. So when I play with my stick, we're okay.
All right.
You go to the small section? Got him.
You guys don't need the details.
Okay.
He didn't deny it.
Well, the Flyers start tomorrow. Jack, hit his music.
Flyers in 50 with Broads.
There's no better way to start the year than going to Hockey Town, Florida, baby. You get a chance to see the back-to-back Stanley Cup champs. Wow! Here we go! Number 46, Trevor Zegras puts on the orange sweater for the first time, proving to Tocket he could be a C. He could play center, win faceoffs, play fantastic in the D zone, stick on puck, body position. positioning, helping out, support the puck. Yes! Let's go, Zegras! Can Mitch Kopf give us a point per game? He had 26 bingos last year. Let's get 30. Let's get 35. Oh, and the Forster line. Oh, the young kids. Bobby Brink, Noah Cage, Forster. Let's see what you learned from Crosby on Team Canada. Let's go, Flyers!
Now, you mentioned him playing in the D zone. Do you think, should he touch his stick when that's happening, or do you avoid the stick when you're in the D zone?
It's a case-by-case study.
Well, you know, you're starting off against back-to-back Stanley Cup champs. You know, to be the best, you got to beat the best, as the legend Ric Flair once said. So might as well start off against a good team. And the NHL season only goes, what, 7-8 years long each season. So this is the beginning of it's a marathon, not a sprint, right, Broads?
That's right. Now, did you consume any puck last night? You had Avalanche, Kings. You had Rangers, Penguins. Florida, Chicago, Blackhawks. I mean, what'd you go with last night?
Bro, this is what I would say to you. With all that hockey on last night, I did a podcast about the Sixers who haven't played since April. Yeah. That was the choice that I made.
And I was catching up on my episodes of MasterChef.
Yeah. But maybe tonight.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Well,
two?
Actually, I could watch the Flyers tonight because they start, what, 7? Something like that? Is that when they drop the puck?
When's the first real
game? Tomorrow. Oh, yeah, it's tomorrow. Oh, yeah, well, I can't watch it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we're busy.
What?
Well, we're going to have the Phillies on, and then we're going to have the Eagles.
Are you going to have me on Friday to break down the first game?
Ooh.
No shot.
No.
Why? It's not a football Friday.
The Eagles play Thursday.
Oh, yeah, we'll be recapping
crazy?
The game.
Yeah, and we'll be getting ready for Saturday at the bank. Yeah, we're not going to have time for it.
I tried, bro. You see, they jumped on me quick right there.
Here's what we do. This is my challenge to you, Broads. If I were to give you Flyers in 5 on Friday, could you do it in 5 seconds?
I think so.
All right. As long as you got your hand on your stick, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can I throw something? I do have some honest critiquing I got to do from what I saw in practice today from Tockett. Do you
mind? Okay. Yeah. Oh, you went to practice?
Wow.
No. I'm reading what the beats are saying.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't want to accuse you of being that informed. Okay. Yeah. Well, what is your honest thoughts there?
I mean, what are we doing putting Dvorak on the first line playing left wing with Kutsi and Mitchkov? We can't be starting the year off with Dvorak.
Shut his hole!
He's a bottom 6-4. Right. Log it in. Ice time with the top dogs.
What was his name?
Dvorak. Is that a real guy?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, dude, he's making like six. They overpaid out the ass for this guy. He bottom six guys get like $6 million.
Is Andrew Ellis playing this year?
Who the hell is Andrew Ellis? Hold on, I got to play for you on my Broads board before we get out of here. You guys ready?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for Rod, of course.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so what we're looking at now is, this is for the non-YouTube listeners, is that Broads now has a whiteboard every time, and he designs a play. So what I'm looking at is a whiteboard with the goal at the bottom, right? We have a guy behind the goal.
What's a goal on each end?
Yeah, a goal on each end. Now, is this an offensive play, right? Is that what you're going to design, or is this defense?
It starts in the D zone, but it goes through the neutral zone with a very strong purpose at the. I'll walk you through it. I'll be very descriptive.
Okay.
For the
All right. Go ahead.
All right. So in our D zone, we have our guy who is in the corner winning a puck battle, mucking and grinding, as they say. Okay. But when you use your body, physical play, you can kick it to the guy behind the net. So now you're ready for a breakout pass. The D man behind the net is going to hit crisp pass, must be tape to tape. He's going to hit the winger. Winger is going to see the D man pinch. He's going to use the glass to put it right by the red line. This is when you're center support will take the puck, go wide. I want you to go wide. Third winger will start driving the net with a purpose. As you cut as you join the rush here, you cut the middle, you take a shot far pad, must be far pad. The puck will sit right in the slot for a nice little, how do you do, rebound that hits twine, and the Flyers are up 1-0.
Wait, Broads, at what point in that play do they dump and chase?
Well, I don't do the dumping challenge. Okay. I'm all, right. Okay. All right. I'm not any of these old cats. I want to enter the zone with a purpose. We entered the zone with a purpose.
Do you have an official?
Like Tommy Down the Shore a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. But he is naturally Tommy Down the Shore. Not as if Tommy is not natural. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, it would never be a bit.
No. So I think we need your official season prediction, Broads. Oh, yeah, what happens to Flyboys? How many points?
Do we make the playoffs?
The playoffs? What's going to happen?
No playoffs.
Oh,
no playoffs.
Damn.
What is your Ada Jonesy? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
With their line, they have two NHL defensemen literally playing today or tomorrow. Okay. They got two. I mean, you can't survive like that. Drysdale and Santa. We got Nick Seeler. He's a goon. He's playing first line on the D pair. What are we doing? So I'm all hype. I'm all giddy. But when I get to my critiquing and my real pure analysis, there is some crap on this roster. Let's go Flyers!
I'll say this, Broads. If they don't make the playoffs this year, Jonesy may have to be the 27th person on the WIP morning show right now. Wow. I don't know if they have room. If we might have to get another mic and another chair, but I don't know. You got to make the playoffs. They got to make the playoffs.
Yep.
You got to tell Jonesy that. I'm just here, the one that has the orange rally tail screaming my head off. I don't make the decisions.
So we need a big move made at the trade deadline to get us over the hump.
Yes.
Good luck, Ike. Stick with your chef's best chef show.
Okay.
Go back to watching your chef shows because we ain't close.
Master Chef, yes. Gordon Ramsay.
Broads, when are you back here on WIP?
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Tonight, baby.
Oh, after the Phils?
Following the Phils. So you better hope they win or else I'm going to be saying words that I got to drop off the air.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I think you're going to be saying this after they win tonight.
I always rub my stick.
Wow. Broads either doing the official eulogy of the 2025 Philadelphia Phillies or that you will be fielding calls of people who believe. So you can listen to Broads tonight after the Phils. You follow him on Twitter at Broads81. Broads, thank you as always.
See you, fellas.
There he is.
Broads.
That was a great performance from Broads. Look, when he has actual content, he's got Flyers to talk about. Yeah. The guy is...
That was 10 minutes long.
Yeah. Well, I said... Oh, yeah.
It's a game day.
Yeah, it was 10 minutes and 50 seconds.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. 215-592-9494. Not only is Red October in Philly, it is Red October at Colonial Hyundai, the Red October sales event. What does that mean? Well, their Red October is going all the way through October 31st. It means every vehicle on the lot is red tagged. Every single one. This means you can drive home with your choice of a brand new Hyundai Palisade, a Santa Fe, the award-winning Tucson, for $199 a month only at Colonial. I need you to not worry about your trade because they give the best trade-in values in the business, guaranteeing the bottom, the very least they're going to give you, guaranteed is $6,500 for that trade, no matter what condition it's in. You know every Hyundai at Colonial, getting you America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Get in there. The final pitch of the season. Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Lease tier one credit through HMF. 10,000 miles a year. 10% down. Plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy gang, yay. What's poppin', fellas?
Yoshi. What's up, brother?
Hey, man, what's that? I woke up feeling like a winner this morning. One of my guys, he drank so much last night, he came in this morning feeling like a winner. He told me a whole story about us winning the game. Until I told him, bro, we played a night. It was so funny. I hit Jack up, what's the name, before the sun came up, just to tell him this story. So that means we win it. I feel like a winner. He thought we won. So we winning tonight, man. We took that series, what's the name, last month out in L.A., big city of dreams, where everything and what is seen. We took the series last month there, man. We about to take it back tonight, and we going to position ourselves for tomorrow. I mean, we got this, man. If we could channel like that 0-18, that 2017, daggone Eagles team, what's the name, we can get this thing. We're going to win this thing tonight. We're going to win it tomorrow and bring it back home where it's supposed to be. This is a underdog city.
Yeah.
It's an underdog city, man. What's the name? One of the greatest stories ever told, won an Oscar, is built off the underdog. Where that's at? In Philly. Topper got to get back on his game tonight. That's what got to happen. He got to get back on his game. Bryce got to bring that MVP status tonight. Yeah. What's name? Schwarber got the what's name play like he want them to really back the daggone truck up. That's what they got to do tonight. Spike said it. We're in position. We're in position to take this because we the underdog. The Twitter poll is making us the underdog. Spike said it. We thrive when we're in this position, baby. We taking this thing back tonight. It's going to be 1-2. Then it's going to be 2-2. And then what's name? Like I told Jack, I'll be worried come the game when they get back here, baby. What's the name? So let's get ready. And Spike, I got to go home and take one of them old man naps like you really going to bed because I got to pull a double. I got the night and tomorrow night. God almighty.
Love it. Woo!
I love that. Man. I love that. Hey. The guy at your job drank so much he saw the future. That is what he did.
I told Jack, I was like, I'm calling him Negro Domus. I'm calling him Negro Domus. He's seeing the future, baby.
Yeah, I think we can get away with that one.
Well,
I think that's solid.
Wait a minute. Who,
I said it the right way.
I think that was a solid one. Yes, that was solid.
And also, wait a minute. Our announcer said that. It works for the Hawks now.
Negro Domus?
Yeah, who was it?
Malik Rose?
Malik Rose said it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He was the old school Chevy.
Yeah, yeah.
Negro Domus?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All those. He had all the sayings.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved Malik when he was the color guy.
He was great.
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah.
Color guy.
Yeah, yes. Wait, yeah, I kind of messed it up at the end when
I
you said
color,
that.
Guy. We're playing with, you know, fire here. Yeah.
Hey, we're walking the line at the end. My dad might get kind of mad at you here. He said that. He's a fan now. He know I talk to you and everything.
All right, Yosh.
Love y'all, cats. Go Flames, baby.
All right, Yosh.
Let's go win that game. Let's go win this game. Yes, sir.
There's a prevailing feeling out there amongst social media world, in the Philadelphia social media world.
Oh, no.
Well, Bryce is shrinking in the moment here.
Well, he is.
Well, I'm just saying, we need him to step up in the moment tonight. We need him. Like, he can't be part of the reason they don't win tonight.
He can't.
Listen, he can only do what he can do, but in his at-bats, with his opportunities, he has to come through tonight.
Because forget about me, put me away, right? Mm-hmm. I'll get on Bryce even when they're winning, is playing well.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. The for everybody else, if they lose tonight and he comes up small, I am telling you, it is going to shift on him.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
It already is.
It is. Because with the success he gets credit for, maybe too much credit for success, and so he will deal, he is like the quarterback of the Philadelphia Phillies. He will get too much success, too much praise when they win.
Yeah.
He will get blame when they lose. But if they lose tonight and he throws in a, you know, an 0 for 3 with a walk or something like that, he is going to hear it. And look, I think everybody loves him. I think everybody wants to believe in him. But there will be large seeds of doubt about who Bryce Harper is.
Yeah, I think that that certainly happens. But the thing I actually can appreciate with Bryce, it's the same thing I've come to appreciate with Jalen. He has the ability to block out the noise.
He does.
He has the ability to block it out. In other words, he's not about to be lashing back out at fans and doing that whole thing. You know, listening to Jalen yesterday speak, you know, versus what's been going on around him. Like, say what you want to say, but that's maturity right there. Whether it's believable or not, that's seeing the big picture. Mm-hmm. And to give him credit, I don't know if he does this a year or two ago. I don't know if he does this before he actually wins the Super Bowl.
Oh, the way that he handled that. He handled that perfectly.
Yes, yeah. The way that he's handling this whole thing and listening to him speak yesterday. And even though the Phillies haven't won, I think Bryce, he hears it, but he has the ability not to let it impact him and react to it.
I think the thing about Bryce is
it motivates him, I believe.
I think so. I don't think he shrinks in any moment. So when he is – here is maybe the worry a little bit is that if Bryce isn't coming through, I think the bigger concern – I don't know what the conversation is. For me, the bigger concern is who is Bryce now as
a
player?
Is he not the player? Yeah.
Yeah, because of all the injuries, because of the age, is he just physically not able to do the things that he was able to do, you know, when there's a 96-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle of the plate, which he would normally hit 500 feet.
That's what I more think is happening.
Yeah, I don't think he's shrinking. I don't think he's choking.
But he's not good anymore.
Bryce Harper doesn't seem like a
choker. I think he's still a good player. I think you're seeing a diminished version of Bryce Harper because of the wrist. Like, I watch Bryce now, right?
The wrist?
Yeah. Dude, it's hard. It's hard to hit with a degenerative wrist. It just is.
Don't do that.
It is. We'll see if he shows up tonight. I just think, look at the, all right. Here's my worry, is that every single time he goes up there now, he is just trying to pull the ball because I think that's the only way he can create power.
Power, yeah.
He used to be able to sit on the ball, go the opposite way, and he could drive it to all fields. I feel like the only way he can drive it now is by pulling it. And that's where I get worried about, like, watching a diminished version of Bryce Harper.
Well, I think, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I just don't say, even if I were to allow for this wrist thing to be legit, what were we talking about? Is it going to be this way the rest of his career? I mean, either have surgery on it. I don't know. He went all offseason last year without doing anything, right? He let it rest, and it came back. So, like, what is this?
Well, like Embiid, I think the concern is that it is a condition and not an injury. Something that is just going to – but for me
– well, if his wrist just hurts.
Well, but it's hard to generate – well, for 2 years – I just think.
Well, listen, when this dude hits the ball, I've seen him hit it in the upper deck and everything else.
Yes, but so much of that, like, that is the
no. My point is, my point is that when he hits the ball well, his wrist isn't an issue.
I just think it might be harder for him to do that regularly. The optimistic case on it is that he is a good baseball player. He is a smart person. And if there is a way for him to adjust and become a bit of a different hitter, you know, where he's not hitting for power, it's not something he can just switch in the middle of a game. But I think he could become a different kind of productive player. I think the thing that could be happening now is he's just not able to do the things. He's trying to do the things that he used to do, and he can't because of his wrist. Even if he's diminished 8%, it makes a big difference, you know, because the difference between a great player and a good player is those small percentages. So I don't know. I do not believe he's choking. That is what I don't believe.
Oh, I never believe that. Yeah. I never buy into that. I also don't believe in giving out excuses either.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I just don't. Like, when he hits the ball well, when he's hitting a home run, his wrist isn't bothering him. He's never been the guy. He's hit 40 home runs once. So what are we talking about? He can't hit 30 home runs? His biggest problem is he can't stay on the field. So I'm not saying he's not – it's not as like he's hitting warning track shots and he just can't get the ball out of the park. He's missing the ball. That's his wrist?
I don't know. I know he's had a lot of injuries, and I'm not an excuse. You know, I'm not the excuse guy here.
I'm just saying I'm not allowing for the wrist thing. Like it always seems like it's convenient to me.
That when he's not hitting, it's his wrist.
Yes, the wrist comes up when it's convenient, and that's what I don't like.
He hasn't been.
And by the way, he doesn't use it as an excuse. He hasn't said anything about it, about a wrist.
No, wait till the leak that comes out afterwards, the LeBron-esque leak about what he was dealing with physically. He had a good year this year. Mm-hmm. He never had a streak this year.
What's
that?
What did he miss games for?
His wrist.
Well, his elbow and wrist.
Elbow and wrist, right. Yeah.
That wrist thing was, that was in July. I didn't, whatever. Just get the job done, Bryce. He's a big dog. I hate when we make excuses because we don't use excuses for anybody else in this town. The other players in the town.
Well, we don't accept it from
We don't accept MP. It from anybody else, any other star in this town.
No.
Jalen doesn't get an excuse for injuries.
No, he doesn't. No. Yeah. All right. Coming up next, speaking of Jalen, talk a little.
That was for you in there. You don't give Jalen any excuses.
No.
I'm glad you're honest about it.
I think one's a great player, one's a pretty good player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Well,
one guy shows up in big games.
Well, when they can get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they can get there. A lot. 2 out of 3 years. You could say jokes in the Packers game and the Rams game.
This year?
No.
Last year.
Playoffs.
No, choking is when you cost your team a game.
He took a safety in the end zone.
When you don't choke when you win. You have to lose to choke.
Could have gave it away.
Again, you have to lose to choke. You don't.
Sometimes. They choked against the Bucs, and the Bucs just didn't make a play at the end. And this year, I mean, they had a huge lead in that game. You can still choke and win a game.
He didn't choke.
He was 0-for-8 in the second half.
Okay.
Well.
Well, no, the guy who choked was the guy who threw the interception at the goal line. That's a choke.
That is a choke.
That wasn't a choke.
Huh?
Baker Mayfield didn't choke.
Oh, stop it.
He didn't choke. He threw a pass. The pass got tipped. It got intercepted. He didn't choke.
Well, if that's not a choke, then I definitely can't consider what Jalen did as a choke.
He did throw a bad pick.
I mean, if that's not a choke, I'm not. A bad interception at the end of the game is not choking.
That was not at the end of the game.
Well, I mean, it was a big game winning drive for him. Right?
They had the ball again after that. It wasn't last time they had the ball.
They could have won the game if he doesn't throw the pick.
Sure, yes.
My point is that if that's not a choke, then there's no way anything Jalen could be considered a choke.
I'm not saying Jalen choked.
That's the point I'm making.
I'm not saying Jalen choked.
That's more of a choke than anything Jalen did.
Well, let's say that ball doesn't get tipped.
But it did.
Okay, let's say it didn't.
But it did.
Okay.
215.
I think you know that was a bad throw. He should have threw that ball away.
Yeah, I agree.
Bad decision.
Yeah, that was a bad decision.
It was a bad decision.
Yeah.
I think Jack's point is if that ball ends up in the receiver's hands, mm-hmm. And Jalen went 0-for-8 in the second half, then that's a choke by Jalen.
If they still win?
No, if they lose.
That's my point. They have to lose.
Mm. Okay.
That's the only way to me. You choke is if you lose. How don't you choke when you win?
Well, Jalen doesn't have anything to do with Baker Mayfield throwing an interception.
I understand that. But my point is that
the team didn't choke, but you could say that he did.
Listen, you're defending Baker. He's trying to prove a point that Jalen choked. My point is that how did Jalen choke if they won the game just because he had 8 incomplete passes in the second half when your guy threw an interception that people would consider cost them the game?
Okay. I think when somebody chokes, it means they cracked under pressure.
That fits your argument.
No, that's but what choke, I would
but,
say.
But no, that's what choke means to you. But I mean choking. Okay. He clearly has a different definition of choking. So everybody's definition of choking is not the same.
Yeah, sure.
And it fits the argument because he wants to say Jalen choked, and that's why he said the incompletions is choking.
Didn't play. I didn't. If I
you
want to make
said
a case, I said if I want to make a case that he choked, I would say he went 0-for-8 in the second half. That would be my case for choking. I didn't say he choked. I would say like he also didn't play that well.
Would you say Bryce choked last year?
No. And the one he had one at bat. He had one big at bat.
And I'm asking you, did he?
No.
Okay.
All right. Brian Baldinger joins us next. We will talk about the with this short week. We have the Eagles game on Sunday, but we also have an Eagles
got a quarterback. I got to defend our quarterback.
Yeah.
You guys, which are our own quarterbacks around here.
Well, look. Well, I don't want to talk about his quarterback. My quarterback's a lot better than his quarterback. Just to be clear, that goofball for the Chargers, different levels. Brian Baldinger joins us next. We will talk to Baldy about tomorrow's game against the Giants, about the Eagles offense, and it'll be good to get with Baldy about the Eagles offensive line, and if there are, I guess, reasons for optimism that this could turn around at some point. Baldy joins us next. This is a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.